Today is Wednesday, May 6, 2026. We appreciate you starting your day with us. Our Minute with the Master today is from Hebrews chapter 13, verse number 8. Jesus Christ, the same yesterday and today and forever. God created a world that is constantly changing. Night turns into day, and 12 hours later, day gives way to night again. Change is a natural part of life and of God's design. Some changes are joyful, like a saved soul, a newborn baby, or a college graduation. But when change brings emotional, physical, or financial pain, our natural reaction is to resist it. Even though our circumstances are constantly shifting, God's plan for our lives remains constant. He leads us through both the highs and the lows. Difficulties are a part of His design, not to harm us, but to keep our eyes on Him rather than on ourselves. Difficulties remind us how little control we truly have, and they remind us how powerful God's hand really is. God alone can turn a discouraging Monday morning into a time of praise by mid-noon. If you are facing unexpected hardships today, recognize that your difficult season is part of God's greater plan. Be intentional in your response. Rather than resisting, choose to trust and cooperate with Him. Enjoy the good, be patient in the bad, stay on the path He has set before you, manage what you can, and endure what you must. In time, you will arrive at a place of peace because God knows exactly what He is doing, how He will do it, and how it will all unfold. Remember today, Jesus is your only constant in the chaos. He is the same yesterday, today, and forever. Our prayer team this morning is Minister Gatewood and Kina. And at this time, I'm going to turn the session to Kina.
Thank you, Sister Prince, and good morning, everyone. Happy Wednesday. Our prayer petitions for the day follow. Eric, we pray his heart is strengthened, his mind stays focused on God's ability to do all things, and his spirit is encouraged. Fernando, young adult of Lake Mary, Florida. We cry out to God to develop him into the spiritual leader that God destined him to be. We ask the Lord to provide him with clarity and guidance as he leads his family. We also ask that he thrives on his job. Those with unspoken, pressing needs. We pray for your faith to be strengthened and for God to make a way for your needs to be met. Children, grandchildren, nieces, nephews, and godchildren. We pray God pours his spirit upon our children, our children's children, those special to us, and upon all the generations to come. We ask God in advance for preserving our family heritage as a God-fearing people. Those with constant pain. We ask God for physical relief, mental peace, and spiritual uplifting. Those needing to have a tough conversation with a loved one. We pray for God to give the right words, the right time, and victory. Loved ones in the legal system. We call upon God to change their heart and mind and place them on the road to upright living. Grant them the courage and inner strength to cut ties with those who are influencing them negatively and establish ties with those who are on the right path. All those on the call this morning, we pray God instructs you when you need understanding, guides you when you get to a crossroad, and makes your day one filled with His grace. We also pray for you to be sensitive to God's voice. We lift those in need of salvation, restoration, and healing, and we cover the Prince Ministries intercessors, prayer readers, and daily callers with protection and spiritual strength. We pray for justice, for an end to racial disparity, and for wisdom and compassion for our president to lead all people well. We pray for an end to Russian hostility in Ukraine and for peace, stability, and protection for those affected by the conflict and unrest in Iran and all war-torn regions. May those impacted be comforted, strengthened, and given hope. We ask for protection over our children and senior citizens, deliverance for those struggling with their identity, and safety and healing for victims of domestic abuse victims. We pray for safe neighborhoods, secure schools, and for wisdom to guide all those who educate and guide our children. Thank you, and have a blessed day.
Father God in heaven, our most great Lord and wonderful Savior, Jesus Christ, Father God, we come today to say thank you for allowing us to see a new day, to wake up, to rise up, and to get up. We thank you for allowing our golden moments to last a little while longer. Yesterday is gone. It's a new day, believers, with brand new mercy that God has given us. He didn't have to do it. I thank God today He did it. He woke us up. So let's enjoy this day, because this is the day that the Lord has made. Let's rejoice and let's be glad in it. Someone is not going to get up today to see this day. But oh, thanks be to God today. He gave us another chance. The time you open your eyes in the morning, you give God thanks. When you're able to get out of bed and move and have your bed, you give God thanks. For God is good. God is kind. God is merciful. God is, He's so great. And He inhabits the praises of His people, and we are His peoples. All praise Him. All magnify the Lord with me. Let's exalt His name together. We got to lift Him up. We got to make Him big. God is good. We come a long way, believers. We got a long way to go. And with God on our side, believers, we're going to make it. Through the storm, through the rain, through the heartaches and the pain, we're going to make it. We're going to come out victoriously, a winner. You have to speak life over yourself in your situation. You got to tell yourself that God got me. He know my needs. He know my wants. God got me. He opened the windows of heaven. He poured a blessing that you won't even have enough room to receive it. All you got to do is lift your hands up and let God do His work. God is good. Touch hearts, touch minds. In the name of Jesus, God lead, God guide, in the name of Jesus. You have to understand the way is already made. All you got to do is walk. The way is already made. Let God lead you and guide you. The way is already made. It's already done. Peace is on the way. Joy is on the way. I come to tell you, it's already done. Peace in the home or the job, I come to tell you, it's already done. A financial blessing, I See, the devil wants you to think that it's over. Oh, bless your name, God. Like you can't go no further. Like you just can't succeed. Like you can't accomplish nothing. But I come to tell you it's already done. God said it. Just believe it. Keep a smile on your face. God said it. It's already done. You got to believe it. You got to receive it. You're going to receive it in no order. I come to tell you God is good. He made ways out of no ways. He poured out blessings. I come to tell you. He's a healer. He's a deliverer. He will set you free. We are free. We are no longer bound. We are free. At whom the Son set free. We are free indeed. We don't have to worry about anything. We pray about everything. We take it to the altar. We leave it there. We take it to the Lord in prayer. And we let go. We let God. We let God have it. Clear minds, God. Clean hearts. Renew spirits, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Pray for homes. I pray for marriages. I pray for families. It's already done. I trust God today. It's done. It's done. It's done. Walk through your house on today and say it's done. And the devil going to flee. You're going to have a great release. You bless your name, God. Because it's already done. And God, I come today to say thank you for every word, God. I thank you in the name of Jesus, God. Thank you. Pray for everyone on this call on today. You keep your head up. You keep a smile on your face. You love yourself and you love everybody. Let it go. Forgive them. Let it go. We're bigger than that. We serve a great God. And God, I pray for every request that was known. Those who have not yet submitted, I come to tell you, God already knows the hearts of his people. He owns everything and everybody. He knows. And God, I continue to pray for this blessed ministry. Father God, you have been good to us. You allow us to join together every day. Father God, you have been good to us. And God, I accept our continual, God, to use us. Continual, God, to mold us. Continual, God, to shape us. Continual, God, to bless us. And then, God, take us higher. Take us higher than you, oh God. We're not going to look for glory down in our praises because it all belongs to you, great God Almighty. And it's in Jesus' name today I do pray. Amen. And amen today I do pray. Amen.
Amen. Thank God. And thank you, Minister Gatewood. We pray everything you do today be blessed and productive. We will gather again tomorrow at the same time. This ends our time together on this Wednesday morning. Goodbye.